Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
Midnight movie night.
The Midnight Movie Nights, two idiots with microphones bringing you a weekly not safe for work dose of verbal diarrhea about life, pop culture, and most importantly, movies. Tonight is Saturday, July 5th, 2014, and I am Miranda Janelle.
I am the cat.
The cat.
just the cat, by the cat now.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, we are on Twitter at Movie Nights Pod, midnightmovienights.com, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, and a lot of other places. Sleep. What?
It's when you want to go to sleep. It's the TuneIn app.
I actually am a little on the tired side tonight, and I've got a little bit of a headache, but, you know, I kind of figure the show always makes me happy, so that's going to be my medicine tonight. So, where was I? Not TuneIn, not the app to help you go to sleep. No, TuneIn. The app where you can listen to our old shows and fall asleep to them because, you know, like, go with, like, the really early ones. Yeah. I don't know. I think I'm trying to make a joke about us being boring.
But it's just the thought of it's making me want to go to sleep.
Yeah. I mean, like, wouldn't it be great if there was, like, a podcast of someone who has, like, a nice, soothing voice, you know, just reading you know, like fairy tales, you know, to go to sleep, you know, too.
Someone read me bedtime stories?
Yeah, exactly.
I'd go for that.
Wouldn't that be cool? I mean, you'd have to get some that are in public domain, but I think that would be fun. You know, if yes. Do you remember Bear?
Bear?
Yeah.
He's driving? Bear driving.
No.
No.
Bear from Twit. You know, he does like,
yeah,
a lot of the system administration. Have you ever heard that dude's voice?
Oh yeah.
Amazing voice. Oh my god. If he were to do a podcast, I would pray, you know, that it was a bedtime story podcast. He's got the perfect voice for it. He just has a very, very calming, soothing voice. Yeah. Anyway, so instead of talking about someone else's calm and soothing voice, you know, let's get to the thing where people listen to our voice and hopefully we say interesting things. So if you find a place that where we're not listed, you can let us know by emailing us at midnightmovienights@gmail.com and insert an obligatory joke about me not knowing why I haven't made an official, like, contact us or whatever at midnightmovienights.com. Yeah, I don't know why. Like I said, obligatory joke. All right, so that is the that's the introduction. Kitty, I don't have anything for a trip down memory lane. It's up to you tonight.
It's all up to me?
Yeah, it's all up to you.
We're doing
it. I have no memory tonight. It's gone. I don't know. I can't remember where I put it.
Well, you said you had a headache. I had a headache earlier. And it kind of just, like, nothing was going on in the brain. You know, nothing usually does, but it's just, but. Where are we at? What are we doing? Oh, yeah,
memory lane. Trip down memory lane? Yeah.
See? Brain's just gone tonight. I don't know what it is.
Is your brain farting?
Yeah, it has been all night.
Yeah.
Ever since I woke up.
You said that earlier.
I didn't have much of a nap. I tried to, I tried to sleep earlier. But then I ended up watching Red Dwarf, and I stayed up longer than I should have, and so I'm just kind of, like, out there.
But
anyways.
Red Dwarf.
Yeah.
I mean, the celebration of Smeg.
Smeg. I think I was watching some of season 7. Those are some good ones. like the Kennedy one, where they go back in time. And,
okay.
I'm going with that.
It's been so long since I've seen that.
Yeah, you're going to have to go back and watch it, because I think I DVR them on the local PBS station, so it records every week, every Saturday or Sunday or whenever. But I haven't caught up to them. Like a lot of TV, I don't catch up on things anymore.
All right. Well, let's take that trip down memory lane.
Yeah, so I was thinking the other day when I was at work, and, you know, here I go with the store again. All about store things. But,
Wait, hold on.
That was my screech sound.
I think it's interesting that we've diverged on what the segment A Trip Down Memory Lane means to each other.
Uh-huh.
Because I usually make it related about, like, the pod.
Yeah.
It's just funny. I just looked at the show notes. Anyway, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I just think it's funny that we definitely have two different definitions. You're going more like past experiences. That's cool. All right, carry on.
Okay, I think at some point it will come back around, but I don't know. Anyway, I was thinking.
It's cool. It's all good.
I was just thinking, since I've been there since November, since I took the job, I haven't heard anyone being paged. You've worked in the stores before.
Yes,
do you remember
I have.
When, you know, customers would call in looking for somebody? And,
sure.
Like a front desk would say, customer so-and-so, you have a call on line one, you can take it up at the front desk or something.
I don't remember customers getting calls at stores, but that's kind of weird to me.
That used to happen all the time. Somebody would call, I don't know who it is, you know, some family member calling somebody else at the store or something. They don't do that anymore. Everyone's got a cell phone. I know I was away from, you know, retail for a while, but when I came back, everyone's got a phone. So they don't get paged anymore. Customers don't get paged. You know, they get their texts and they get their phone calls, and it just happened so quick. It was just weird. I was thinking about it because, you know, I've got nothing else to do there but think.
Okay, wow. You know, that's something that just never occurred to me at all.
Well, I was trying to think about it because, you know, like I said, I've been there since November, and I was trying to think of any kind of instance where, you know, a customer was getting paged, that they had, you know, they had like a personal phone call. Because I think when I was a kid or something, I would call up to the store because I knew my parents were going to be there, and, you know, if something was happening at the house or, you know, there was something that was needed that they went to shop for, you know, you could call the store and, you know, is so-and-so there? And they would, oh, okay, hold on. And they would page the whoever it was, and they just don't do that anymore. I mean, it's kind of boring to think about, but like I said, I don't have nothing to do but think there.
Yeah.
So I think of stupid things like that.
Okay. That's just something that never would have occurred to me. I'm kind of actually speechless on this one. So
it's just something you never notice. But I remember it way back when I was working.
Cool.
At the place, and you know, it seemed constant. People were getting phone calls.
So everyone's got a cell phone now. I mean, that's
stupid technology.
God, you really are becoming an old man.
No. What's going to happen to the world when what if, you know, like all the cell phone towers just shut down? People would be lost. There would be riots.
I'm sure we'd figure it out. But, you know, in the meantime, we'd need to have plenty of things to listen to. So, I personally would suggest Grammar Girl. You know, fantastic podcast from the Quick and Dirty Tips Network. Yeah,
sure.
In fact, Grammar Girl was the original podcast on there. And it's just a really entertaining podcast about something that a lot of people take for granted. You know, she just does it. It really is you know, the network's called Quick and Dirty Tips for a reason. It's just a couple minutes long, and yeah, usually very focused on one topic, and she makes a great presentation, and I was listening to last week's episode and just thinking about it, and you know, I haven't focused on this one yet. This is one of my favorite ones. Yeah, it's a weekly podcast, you know, most of the time. Yeah, it's just good, fun, informative one. Yeah, real quick. I love it. So
yeah, I used to listen to that one. It's been a long time since I've listened to it. Well, but I was subscribed to it at one point.
That's because now you're an uncultured swine.
Yeah. I've been listening to that one. you've listened to a couple, right, of uncultured swine. I can't even say the word. Uncultured swine.
I have not.
You haven't listened to any of the episodes?
I have not.
Well, you listen to Johnny White Trash.
Yes, I do.
And, you know, it's, you know, one of the podcasts that he does with a couple of friends of his, Big Papa Palpatine and Dirty Dan. They just talk about, you know, just the most recent topics or something. Whatever comes to mind, they'll start talking about it, and they're just funny. Like the most recent episode I listened to, Papa Palpatine and Dirty Dan were talking about their dreams, and damn, there's something wrong with those guys. I did tweet Johnny. I asked him what they ate before they went to sleep, because I'll just say one of them had a dream about, I guess they were Wreck-It Ralph, and they ended up in Iron Man 3 or watching Iron Man 3 at a family reunion or something. And I'm listening to this going, what the hell?
Okay.
What's wrong with these people? And then as I was listening to it, I was like, well, okay, I can relate. I've had dreams like that. I mean, some really screwed up dreams. I've never been Wreck-It Ralph in an Iron Man 3 suit, but okay. And that's what I like listening to some of these people. You get the theater of the mind going, and especially something like that, you know, when it's 3 o'clock in the morning and I'm working alone and I'm like, I start to get scared. I'm like, I've had dreams like this. Maybe I'm dreaming right now. Because this is pretty screwed up.
But okay.
It's just, you know, one of the podcasts that Johnny White Trash does with a couple of his friends instead of, you know, just his solo podcast. And, you know, we talked a couple of weeks ago about his podcast, and I was going through, you know, his website, and I found that one, and I was like, well, that seems pretty interesting. And I listened to it, and I thought, geez, I just start laughing from right from the beginning.
All right, well, I will definitely check it out.
Yeah, check it out.
Cool. And you know how I'm going to check it out? Mm-hmm. It'll be on my phone, and I will be using my earbuds.
Technology.
Yeah, my earbuds. You know, the ones that I thought I left in Vegas?
Those lost ones? The really nice ones?
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, dummy didn't check her hoodie. Yeah, so now I feel even more like a hashtag moron. That's all I got for that.
They were in the hoodie.
They were in my hoodie. Yep. Moving on.
Moving on. Really?
Moving on. That's all I got to say about that. I feel like an even bigger idiot now that I found them.
Okay, Forrest. We'll move on. So.
What?
You said that's all you had to say about that?
Oh, yeah. You're killing me.
So, I kind of had one. I was thinking of Christoph. Have you ever seen The Truman Show? That movie?
Yeah, of course.
You know, the guy who kind of runs everything? What was it? Oh. Grief, I forgot his name. Lost his name.
Is his name important?
Hmm?
Is his name important?
Yeah, you know,
like
it's
the actor?
Yeah, the actor. Oh my God. I had it just a minute ago. I was looking through it.
Ed Harris,
that's right. Okay. How can you forget that name? But his character kind of oversees the Truman Show,
right?
The life of Truman Burbeck.
Yeah.
And he's always given directions of different things going on, kind of like, you know, people on the street have to do this, and people have to move over here. You have to have the sun come up, and you know,
right.
The bus has to go here. And it just seems like at one point when Truman is doing, you know, moving around in town, you know, people just, you know, happen up on him or just get in his way or something. And every once in a while I think of that because, you know, people will just get in my way all of a sudden, or they happen to be exactly where I want to be. And I'm always cursing, fuck you, Kristoff. It just seems too convenient that someone will move right in front of me, or, like I said, stand right exactly where I need to be, and they have to stand there for 30 minutes.
And blaming a fictional character.
Well, it's my fictional life.
Fictional characters.
Fuck you, Kristoff.
Oh, Kitty.
I'm paranoid.
Wow.
Haven't we established this by now?
Yes, we have, but wow.
Yeah, there's a fictional character overlooking everything. This is why I hardly ever went anywhere, because I knew every time I tried to make a plan, something would screw up. And this was even a little bit before I saw that movie, and when I saw the movie, I was like, holy shit! I'm Truman!
Well, that's an awfully egotistical way of looking at it. But you're Truman?
Yeah.
Like, all of the world is watching your television show and the rest of us in it are just all orbiting around you?
I'm sure they've tuned out by now. It's kind of boring. The ratings dropped really low. I was not picked up for another season. That's one.
Well, then why are they still paying us? I mean,
hello?
Yeah. Why would they still be paying everyone to continue on, to keep up the charade if no one was watching?
Sweeps. I don't. Sweeps week will come around again. I don't know. Nostalgia.
So it only does well in Sweeps Week, and instead of just only bringing it back during that in order to keep up the farce, they just have to have it year round.
Merchandising.
Sourcing for material, you know.
Yeah. Wow. There's dolls out there, stickers, buttons.
Okay.
You've got kitty buttons, don't you?
I know how to press kitty's buttons.
Moving on.
Yeah.
Fuck you,
okay.
Kristoff.
Yeah. All right. Fine. Fuck you, Kristoff.
Bastard.
Yes. Bastard indeed.
Hashtag paranoid kitty.
Hey, kitty. Who cares?
Seriously. Who cares?
Yeah. There's a little bit of who knows. You found the trailer.
Yep, it came out a couple days.
And you've watched it now.
Yeah. They're not really showing a whole lot. It seems like, you know, there's more explosions going on, only from a different angle, and you see the doctor, you hear a voice.
Is it explosions, or?
Kind of like a...
Or
electricity,
is it,
bolts of electricity.
Yeah, it's not necessarily an explosion. It could be it's an electrical disturbance.
Yeah, that's it.
And the doctor's basically stunned, and you hear this voice. It's like, you know, I've seen into your soul, and you're talking about everything that it's seen, and then it's a vaguely Dalek-sounding voice. You know,
yeah, a lot of people are saying Davros.
It really does sound like it.
That's what I thought.
But then when it zooms in on the hearts and like it shows the hearts beating and it's like, hey, Tread!
Is that what it said? I was trying to figure out what the last word was there.
It's hatred. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, so this August 23rd, Doctor Who returns. Yay!
They really got me back again.
I'm so curious about a Sonic. I mean, is he going to stick with the 11 Sonic? You know, I mean, he's going to have
not.
It for a little bit, right? So,
I
don't know, because technically 10 did stick with 9 Sonic.
Yeah, that's true.
How many, you know, everyone says you know, that this one is the 10th, but it's also, it's really the 9th.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah.
How many times in history, you know, has the Sonic changed, you know, from doctor to doctor?
Almost with every doctor.
So is...
Even if it was just a little bit of a difference?
9 to 10 the rare exception, or...
I think so. I didn't keep up with anything past the fifth doctor. See, I always say that the fourth doctor was my doctor, and I remember his sonic screwdriver. I haven't gotten one of those yet, but that one looks similar to the third doctor's. But after that, I don't know what Davidson had. Is it Davidson or Davidson? Anyway, the fifth doctor. I don't know which one he had.
Well, I think we have our homework. I think that's something that we should find out about. But yeah,
Sonic over the years.
So, are you finally like actually really full blown excited that Doctor Who is coming back?
Yeah, I am excited again.
It's about time.
See, that's why they brought all this out. I told you they knew I was losing interest. There we go again. Christoph knew I was losing interest.
Wow.
Fuck you, Christoph.
Okay. Well, is that how just at every segment, you know, are you going to blame Christoph for Are you going to blame Christoph for neither of us having anything for Save It for the Pod?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
I could bring up one little thing that's kind of stupid. I was watching a movie before we started. Well, it just kind of struck me as stupid as hell.
Wait. Stop.
Yeah.
Do you want to bring something up, or do you just feel the need to bring something up?
I just feel the need to ask the question.
No, then we're not going there. We're not doing it just because, you know, like, you feel some obligation to a segment.
It's not that. It's just, it did come to me.
No.
Okay, I'll just bring it up at some point later.
Let's just ask your question already.
Okay, well, I was watching, was it Big Trouble in Little China? And one of the monster guys he wasn't walking, he was just kind of gliding across the floor. And it just hit my mind, how cool would it be to glide across the floor instead of walk? I'm just going to put that out there. Anyone that hears it, just let me know what you think.
So, what substances have you consumed this evening?
None. I guess that's probably what the problem was.
All right. Well, earlier today, I was walking around Target and...
Were you gliding?
No, I was walking because that's what happens in Captain Sano world.
Walking sucks.
And why I went with Captain Sano instead of calling you Captain Insano, I don't know. Maybe I just didn't want to call you Captain.
Ooh. You should call me Captain. I am Captain in Starfleet.
Uh-huh. Okay, so, yeah, I was walking around Target, and I picked up the Lego movie. And I started thinking to myself, you know, maybe we should have a segment about what new movies we've picked up that week. You know, if we've picked any up at all. And so I started thinking about it. You know, actually, this was a week where I actually did get a few, and I can, I want to go for it. So we've got a currently untitled segment. You know, in fact, the show notes actually say untitled new shit segment.
Untitled new shit segment.
Yes. So last week we watched Spaceballs, and it turns out that there was a 25th anniversary Blu-ray edition. Well,
oh, how cool was that?
Yeah.
It was episode 25.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that, let's see, what year was it? Now I forget. It was 1987, so yeah, this is a couple of years old. But, so I picked up Spaceballs, the 25th anniversary edition. And I was just thinking, you know, even though I've already got the movie on DVD, I thought it would be funny to have, you know, Spaceballs, you know, the DVD, Spaceballs, the Blu-ray, Spaceballs, the digital download, you know, because if you're going to do that with any movie, Spaceballs is the movie to do it with.
True.
Right? You know, why not just have a little fun? It's just a couple bucks here and there. So why not? So I picked that one up and it's Spaceballs. Come on. It's a goofy spoof movie by Mel Brooks. It's
can't go wrong.
Yeah, you know, it's why, you know, we ended up watching it last week. You know, it was great. Love that movie.
Did this one have like anything different from the previous edition that you have? What do you have?
I haven't opened it yet.
Well, on the back it's got to tell you if it's got like a,
you know, yeah, but I haven't done like a line by line comparison and created a spreadsheet and, you know, checked off, you know, the features of each one. No.
Why? I guess with that one you wouldn't. I mean, like what is it? Dogma. I didn't get that one on Blu-ray because there's so many special features on the special edition DVD that I have. And I looked at the Blu-ray and I was like, you've got a couple of features on here. That's it? I ain't getting it. Well, I thought maybe there would be something
in the special features. Newer. The very first thing it says is "Force Yourself, Spaceballs, and the Scrubbing of Sci-Fi." Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some special features on here. I don't know. I haven't really opened it up and really checked it out. So I just thought it would be fun to get another copy of it and, you know, just collect copies of the movie and everything, because. Yeah, they just, you know, that one scene where, you know, Spaceball's the lunch figure. Wow. Yeah. Wow, the lunch pail. Spaceball's the action figure. Spaceball's the flamethrower. And, of course, I felt like saying that like Patrick, you know.
Yeah. Patrick, too.
Well, now I hear now I hear Patrick in my mind, you know, from, you know, Patrick from when he calls into Albert's show on GabNet. A lot of times his last word is flamethrower, and Josh had been doing, you know, like some impressions of him and everything. So now it's just Spaceball's the flamethrower. I don't know. I can't really do that voice, but that's okay.
Can you say that? Record it.
So another movie that I picked up, and I saw this over at Target today. It was in the $5 bin. The Angels Just Won. Yay. And the final is 11-5. Woohoo! Awesome. Okay. So I picked up William Shakespeare's Romeo plus Juliet, and it was only $5 on Blu-ray. That? How awesome is that?
On Blu-ray?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and you can see, like, just all over this, Baz Luhrmann, you know, the director, has, like, massive ego. It seems like, you know, like, I get it. I love this movie. I really do. I had a lot of fun with the take on Romeo and Juliet and how I really like the way that the movie looked. Yeah,
I know it's got DiCaprio in it, but who is Juliet?
Oh, she's Claire Danes.
Is that Claire Danes?
Yeah.
Right, yeah. I was trying to figure out who that was. I haven't seen that movie.
Yeah,
I
tried to watch it. This was what, mid-90s? Like, let's see, 96? Yeah.
Damn,
so,
really?
Yeah. And I was, what, like 15 when this came out? It was perfect, you know, in high school drama, like, and everything. It was a good time. Yeah, so that's another one that I got, but the... all over the Blu-ray, it's like from visionary director Baz Luhrmann, and then like you start in the description, it's like Baz Luhrmann's modern classic unfolds, blah 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 blah, and then a few lines later, let's see, a brand new transfer from the original camera negative has been overseen frame by frame by director Baz Luhrmann. You know, it's like. The name Baz Luhrmann is all over this Blu-ray. It's really funny. So, another one that I picked up was, I didn't queue it up. Oh, well. I was going to queue up the song that goes with it and talk over it. But another one that I picked up was actually the Lego Movie, and I did get the Everything is Awesome edition.
Is that the one with the minifig?
Yeah, it's got the minifig, the Vitruvius figures. Minifig.
Minifigures.
Yeah. Yep. I had to. It was more expensive, but it also comes with the 3D version of the movie, so I guess...
probably worth it.
Yeah, I look forward to the minifig adventures with the Kraggle as well. The Kraggle. When you see the movie, you'll understand the Kraggle. The Kraggle is, you know, one of the plays a big portion of the movie.
Kraggle Rock.
No, not Fraggle. Kraggle.
Kraggle. Kraggle Rock.
Kraggle with a K, like us. Midnight Movie Nights with a K. Or Nights with a K. Yeah, there we go. All right.
I do want to see that movie. You told me about it that it was pretty good.
Ah, it's
and I've
fun.
Heard so much about it.
It's a lot of fun. It's a,
and it's
I
Legos.
Enjoyed it. Yeah. Yeah, of course. Yeah, speaking of which, I did go to the Lego store for a bit yesterday.
Okay, great. Did you get your standing strip for the minifigs?
Oh, I ordered some for from Oh, no. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. No, I didn't. I completely forgot about that.
Oops.
But I picked up some Simpsons minifigs because that's what they got going on right now. So I've got Maggie, Grandpa, and Apu. And Apu comes with the squishy. Yeah, it's great. So the other movie that I picked up over... was Sky Captain and the World of Tomorrow. It was a big week for me. I don't normally get four movies in a week, but, you know, I don't know. I'm kind of celebrating after the crazy week that, or the crazy couple of weeks I've had. So,
yeah,
I splurged a little.
Yeah, go for it.
But, yeah, Sky Captain and the World of Tomorrow. And we'll talk about that in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm pretty sure you picked that one up too, right?
Yeah, I got that one.
Yeah, so in the show notes, while I'm typing out, you know, the untitled new shit segment, you know, just trying to figure out what to call it, and I'm filling out what movies I picked up this week, I get this text message saying, had I known that new shit was going to be a segment, I would have documented the poo I just took.
And then right immediately, and I was watching my computer, you typed in bowel movements for me.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah. I guess you'll be here all week. I'm sorry. You know what? You send me a text message like that, I'm going to embarrass you and read it.
It's funny.
There we go. Our flick pick for this week is...
Come on, I did pick up a movie today.
Oh, you did?
It was kind of, yeah.
Which one?
What was it? It was like in a... Training Day. I hadn't seen it in a while.
Oh, I don't like that movie.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was a pretty good movie. I didn't think I would like it because I'm not a big Ethan Hawke fan.
Yeah, it's Ethan Hawke, Denzel Washington, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't like that one. Didn't like it. Or, no, hated it.
Really? Wow, that's the first time you've hated a movie.
No, it's not. I've hated movies before. I have.
Nothing recent.
Yeah, no, I have.
Okay.
I've talked myself into it while on the show. I've actually been like, you know what? Actually, no, I hated it. I have done that. If you listen to the shows, you would know this. If you paid attention to me, you would know this. Ooh.
One day I'll have to listen to them.
Yeah. Yeah, no. So Training Day, hated it.
Didn't hate it. Picked it up. I haven't watched it yet, but I probably will.
Cool.
It was just, you know, it was like $4 or something. So I was like, yeah, I hadn't seen it in a while. It was worth it. Just for $4, I could go out to the local RST and rent it. I just buy it. So that's the only movie I got, besides Sky Captain and the World of Tomorrow. Because that was the movie we're going to watch this week.
It is Saturday night. You hearing that?
Oh, there it goes.
Yep. And we do have new Twitter followers this week, so...
Yeah, go for it. That's what the fireworks are for. Celebrate our new followers.
I guess. Mad Bracket Status. And this is a podcast by Nation of Nando and Zippy by Day, debating all the brackets and bracket adjacent things you want to hear about at madbracketstatus.com. Okay. I don't know what any of that means, but thank you for following us. And here's some fireworks
to celebrate.
Yeah. And Edward K. Sherman, at Edward Sherman, proud progeny of a saint and a Satan, a.k.a. Drunken MacGyver. I like Drunken MacGyver. Thank you for following us, Edward K. Sherman. Have some fireworks. So, we are going to be watching Sky Captain and the World of Tomorrow. Came out in 2004, and oh my gosh, I left the Blu-ray cover, or the Blu-ray over at, never mind, I do not have it in front of me, so I will, pull up. It was directed and written by Kerry Conran, and, there was actually a short, that was done, I think, back in, like, 98, I think it was. Like, it was a 6-minute short that kind of, led up to this movie.
So it was something that they made
of the footage was like actually I think some of the footage was actually used in the movie. But it was kind of like the genesis of the idea of the New York City getting attacked and everything, like the giant flying robots and all that. You know, like you actually see them, like it's all animated and you see them coming in. It's got, it's not Gwyneth Paltrow and Jude Law, but
it was just like a project film that they did way back when.
And then it eventually morphed into Sky Captain and the World of Tomorrow, the movie as we know it.
That's pretty cool. Wait, is that on the Blu-ray?
Yeah. It's on the Blu-ray.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I watched it, and some of the footage looks very familiar. I think they did use it in the movie. I haven't seen this movie in a long time.
I haven't either. I didn't really even know it was 2004. I thought it was like 2000.
Yeah.
2002.
I really enjoyed this one. It was, you know, very, very... I just love the visuals in it. It's and the whole style, the kind of like World War II, you know, moved up in the future. Like World War II era style, I guess.
Does it have like that steampunk look to it?
It's not quite steampunk. Steampunk's. Yeah, you know,
I didn't want to say it was exactly that, but it's kind of.
No, steampunk is older. It's more like I want to say Victorian era. You know, like. Yeah, the age of the steam engine, and now I'm failing at history. I have no idea. If the two eras overlap. But anyway, yeah, so they've got just the fashion, you know, from World War II era, you know, even, you know, similar technology and everything. It's just a really cool style. I've seen it before, you know. It kind of reminds me. Actually, it makes me think a lot about Tailspin, you know, the Disney cartoon with Baloo and Kit Cloud Kicker, and how they just had like kind of like all those, like throwbacks to that era and everything. It's just cool. It's kind of like those, you know, the old detective films, you know, going back to like the 20s and 30s and stuff like that. I love it when.
Tales of the Golden Monkey.
I love it when modern films do that kind of stuff. So wow, it is really loud tonight.
let me ask you one quick question. Was it loud last night?
They're actually broadcasting the fireworks on. Oh, it's gone. But they were. I've got the TV on, and oh my god, it's so hot. I should have just turned on the air conditioner, but that's okay. They were broadcasting the fireworks on the TV. that was just so cool hearing them and then looking over and seeing them.
You weren't looking out the window?
I can't see them from the window.
Oh.
They're outside my door. I could open my door and I might be able to see like the flashes of the lights, but then it would get even louder in here. but anyway, I really do love that that style, the older, you know, just kind of like the throwback, you know, to an older age.
Yeah, it's kind of like an alternate world around that time.
Right.
Which is kind of nice.
Yeah, it's just like a snapshot that just moved forward with that, you know, with that technology, and you know, it advanced in its own ways. But
it's almost like the serials of the
exactly the older movies. That you just nailed it on the head, and
even like the main character, he seems like the kind that would just kind of like stand there in that pose and have the flag waving behind him or something, you know, just.
But which flag?
I don't know. One with like 15 stars on it or something. I don't know how many they had back there in the 30s.
I don't think it would be an American flag, even though they are. Yeah. Do you notice like Jude Law and... No, actually, I guess it would be American because he's actually reaching out to Frankie. And she's supposed to be part of the Royal Air Force. But anyway... I really can't wait to watch this again. It's been a long time. I've forgotten like a large portion of the plot. So
me too. I just remember the giant robots attacking, and Gwyneth Paltrow was a reporter running around taking pictures, trying to tell the story. And she has like a past with the Sky Captain.
Just hold on a sec. All right, there we go. Congratulations.
And now it's over?
Whoa, they're still going? What the hell? All right. I'm sorry about that. I will try and close up next time.
I don't know. That's kind of cool.
Okay, all right. Well, yeah, we'll see how it plays out. How's that sound?
Okay.
Yeah, so Gwyneth Paltrow plays Polly Perkins, and you know, you gotta love the name alliteration.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then Giovanni Ribisi is Dex. Yeah. Remember him being pretty awesome in that role. I remember enjoying this movie.
That's how long it's been. I remember Gwyneth Paltrow and Jude Law, but the other people, well, except for Angelina Jolie, but the other people, I don't really remember him that much. So, yeah, it's been that long. Well, it's 10 years ago, and I think that's when I watched it, when it first came out on video.
Oh, yeah, it's been 10 years old. It's been a long time since I've seen it. And then I always kind of have this one linked in my mind a little bit with The Talented Mr. Ripley, just because of, you know, Gwyneth Paltrow and Jude Law, that connection.
Oh, they were in that?
Yeah. Yeah, it was primarily... Well, I don't want to get into that. I have weird memories with that movie.
Okay.
That's a story for another day. But, Angelina Jolie is in this also. And I just saw Maleficent again.
Again?
Yeah. I saw it yesterday. And I went with Marianne and Mickey on Independence Day. It was cool. We went to the movies. Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And then, so we saw Maleficent, and I love it every bit as much. It's just a fantastic movie. So I'm kind of excited to watch this again just because of the, you know, Angelina Jolie connection. You know, maybe tomorrow I'll have to watch another one of her movies. Yeah. Girl Interrupted. There we go. That's my movie for tomorrow. It'll just be
Winona Ryder.
Yeah. And what's her name? She's in Mad Men. I'm blanking. Oh well.
Bryce.
No. It's like I think Kate. I think Kate. I don't know. It doesn't matter. It'll come to me later, or I'll just end up going to IMDb and looking it up. But it's a Angelina Jolie. Holiday weekend for me.
Okay.
So and Sky Captain in the World of Tomorrow is how I'm going to achieve one of her movies today.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't know that Laurence Olivier was in this.
Yes, and he's actually in this specifically because of Jude Law. He had always wanted to work with him, and the director, Kerry Conran, made it happen.
He made that possible?
Yeah.
Because
they sampled images and everything like that. Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah, that's what I was, when I was looking through the IMDb page on it, I saw the name and I was like, wow, was that his last role? And I looked and I was like, he was deceased in 1989. I was like, well, that...
Of which is...
Okay.
Yeah, it's clear they had to sample it and everything. Yeah, and do a digital recreation. I hope it actually...
That's cool.
I hope it stands up because it was an effect. I hope it stands up on the Blu-ray. Like, you know, I hope it looks good. I hope it doesn't... It should. It really should.
You can actually tell.
Sometimes, like, yeah. Sometimes the effects don't hold up, and even as little as 10 years ago, just you can tell. That's why practical effects are so much better. They always look good. I mean, digital effects are awesome. Don't get me wrong. There's a lot of things that are hard or extremely cost prohibitive to do.
Yeah, but you can tell with some of the older movies when they first started out. By today's standards, they're obvious.
Yeah,
that's what you're saying.
Yeah,
right?
you start to see them. Whereas the practical effects, when you can use them, they tend to hold up a little bit better. Yeah, I have a preference for practical effects when they're practical. Look out! Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, completely failing with my words and very hot.
And you listened to Grammar Girl this week.
Say what?
And you listened to Grammar Girl this week.
I listen to Grammar Girl almost every week.
Now you're failing at words. Grammar Girl, you have just not done your job.
Dude!
I blame Christoph.
Don't go after Grammar Girl. She's awesome. It's
I wasn't
the
going
the
after
fact
Grammar
that
Girl.
I have.
I blame Christoph.
The fact that I have a microphone in front of me right now and I'm losing track of the one word that I'm desperately trying to grasp at. I could,
words be good.
Not tonight, my friend. Not tonight. So another thing that I was working, I just don't have the eloquence tonight. See, it took me that long to come up with eloquence. How fucking sad is that? In fact, I don't think I usually have the eloquence. I don't think that was a skill that I was blessed with, but
yeah,
hey, it is what it is.
I didn't even know that word existed.
Okay. Well, going back to Sky Captain and the World of Tomorrow, I was watching the theatrical trailer, and in fact, I'm going to skip over here into YouTube, and I'm going to play the theatrical trailer, and can talk about it a little bit. There was something in the first trailer that just made me go, "Oh my god, what the f-?"
Yeah,
seriously, it was a major what the fuck moment. And I started, I started noticing it, and I'll try and recreate my thoughts as I was watching this maybe an hour ago. And
okay.
And so, all right, here goes. Got the little green bit on the screen.
Oh, this is for general audience.
The Paramount logo. Yeah. Okay. So that's coming through. All right, good. We see like a Zeppelin or something flying over to the Empire State Building, and then the little flying like ornithopter things, and people are noticing like the flying robots coming into town now, and all of this looks police firing up at the giant walking robots.
Emergency protocol 90206 calling Sky Captain.
When the shadow of evil falls across mankind.
City's being attacked.
Come in, Sky Captain.
Like, oh wow, this music's interesting. Okay.
I'm on my way.
Oh, Sky Captain, cool.
One intrepid reporter.
Yeah. What's
and Polly Perkins. Hey, alliteration, that's cool. All right, and then And then we've, you know, okay, there she is, Frankie Cook. Wow, why is this trailer making me think about Stargate so much? Oh, there's the ornithopter machines, and they're blowing up the planes, and oh my god, everything's getting attacked. But hey, there's Sky Captain, and he's making it out. God, this sounds so much like Stargate. What the hell? I'm just going to listen to the music.
And Angelina Jolie.
It's a pleasure to finally...
Gee, that's the fucking theme from Stargate!
Oh!
Why is this in the freaking trailer? What the fuck?
They had to reuse it for something.
Join the resistance, Captain Doctor.
Really? That was your... Oh my god, what the F?
This is a theme from Stargate, a movie that's 10 years older than this one. Why is it in their trailer?
Yeah, I did notice once you just let it play out and let the music go, and I was like, that sounds familiar. We watched that movie, what, a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah.
So it's kind of fresh in my mind.
But it's like, Stargate. I fucking love Stargate. And I love that theme. You know, I have an
was
entire...
Was it the same kind of musical producer with that?
Yeah, or? Yeah. No, David Arnold did the music for Stargate, and they used it for that trailer. There's even a note about it in IMDb.
So is it like a... Was that like a teaser trailer? Because, you know, sometimes with teasers,
that was
they
like
just
the,
have...
That was like the first trailer. There's another trailer, or there's two other trailers, and, you know, I can't tell the difference between the other two trailers. To be honest, I think they're actually the same trailer, and it's just something weird that they put on the Blu-ray. But, yeah, it's Gwyneth Paltrow, you know, talking at the first, and it's different music, so no, it doesn't. And it's not it's not like David Arnold did the music for Sky Captain and the World of Tomorrow. It's Ed
Sheeran.
Oh, so
Sheerer. He had nothing to do with it.
Yeah,
I thought
it's
maybe he
so weird.
Did some work on it.
Yeah,
maybe that's why they use it, but no, they just use his music from Stargate and put it on the trailer.
And
he had nothing to do with this movie.
I don't know. I don't know. It is listed in the trivia section on IMDb. I have no idea. It just caught me completely off guard. Just the entire time I'm watching it, thinking like, hey, music. All right, cool. You know, this is gonna be like. Wait, this is making me think about Stargate. Why am I thinking about Stargate? Like, no, dummy, focus on Sky Captain and the World of Tomorrow. Stop thinking about Stargate. Okay, wait a minute. You know, it's just going through that process. Just so that's my oh my god, what the fuck? It makes no sense. I got nothing. I don't like it when I got nothing.
What for the just that? You don't like it when you don't have anything to say about that moment where you're like, this is messed up. This is shit.
It does not make sense to me. And I just need to get over it. That's
your
all it boils down
to. Overload.
I just need to get over it.
Does not compute. Does not compute.
Yeah. Exterminate. Wait. No, not until August 23rd. And that's Midnight Movie Nights for this week. We'd like
delete,
to thank Mr. Bad
delete,
Raven for
delete.
The shut up. I'm trying to do the special thanks and all that. Yeah, we already did the new Twitter followers, so we'd like to thank Mr. Bad Raven for the cover art and Judge Funky Boy for the theme, and you for listening. I've forgotten how to end the show. Yeah, this is awesome. I shouldn't have told you to shut up. See, now I'm focused on like, oh, I told him to shut up. I was being a bitch again. Oh, damn. But
see, thanks to Brad Raven.
Yeah, I got that.
Judge Funky
that.
Boy.
Got that.
For the thing.
Got that.
Always
thanks
a
to listeners.
Thing.
Yeah, and
listeners.
Yeah.
Hi, listeners.
Yeah, and listeners after the fact, of course. And then,
and you usually say that you're somebody. So who are you?
Oh, God, I don't know anymore.
I'm
Miranda Janelle.
I'm that fracking cat.
And then one of us usually says, go watch a movie.
Let's go watch a movie. Let's go watch Sky Captain.
Oh, you know how cool it would have been if you had said, and then the other says, talk hard?
Oh, that would have been cool.
Yeah, so one of us usually says, you know, let's go watch a movie.
Someone else says, talk hard.
Dude, you gotta give me time to mute you first. Now we're just talking over the awesome theme that Judge Funky Boy did. Do we want to try that again?
I was muted.
No, you weren't. You were giggling. You didn't give me time. That's okay. I know how I need to do this. That's Midnight Movie Nights for this week. We'd like to thank Mr. Brad Raven for the graphic, Judge Funky Boy for the theme, and you for listening. I'm Miranda Janelle.
I'm that freaking kid.
One of us usually says, what does one of us usually say? One of us usually says, let's go watch a movie.
And someone else says, talk hard.
Midnight movie night.
Okay, so apparently ending the show has to be a two-handed operation where I trigger the full version of the theme and simultaneously mute both of our sources with my thumb and pinky on the mixing board, just because for some reason I decided to put us on completely opposite ends of the mixer, rather than having our two sources right next to each other.
Which would make sense.
Yeah. Well, I've decided, maybe I might want to get stereo audio from you, for some reason, if you're going to end up in the future playing, something, I'll have the option of having stereo audio if it's something that we ever end up doing or anyone that I may be on a call with on Skype or whatever. Anyway.
That would be cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So, that's pretty much that, right?
Right. How's the headache?
No, it's still there, but it's a lot better. I'm enjoying myself. We're getting pretty close to an hour though. So, yeah. But hey, that's not too shabby. Not too shabby.
So an hour. 3, 2, 1.
No, it doesn't work like that.
No.
No. Because, I'm going to have to trim the first 10 or 15 seconds off, so I don't know exactly where it's at.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But
so you use a clapper board and say, and cut.
No. No, and no, we're not going to talk about clapper boards. Not yet. Yeah. Not yet. In fact, I don't know if we have anything else to talk about, do you?